Good afternoon. You're listening to Carrots and Beets. This is Lizzie Durrell here with my special guest.
Hello. My name's Erin Gregson.
What year are you, Erin?
I'm a first year.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Does it suck even a little?
Yes.
What sucks? What sucks about being a first year? I don't remember because I wasn't one.
I don't remember.
For so long.
I don't know. I don't know. It's very small. And yeah. I still have requirements that I'm fulfilling.
Like science?
Yeah, but I actually have the coolest science class ever.
Is it about aliens?
No, that would be really cool. Actually, it's sex science and the Victorian body.
I was totally going to take that.
I know, it's so awesome. It's like hardly a science class. It's like English and science combined.
English and science?
With sex, so it's perfect.
Yes.
I know.
That sounds beautiful. Erin and I have been playing a wonderful game called Apple Lotto. Apple Lotto.
Apple Lotto.
Would you like to explain the rules of Apple Lotto, Erin? I know this is a new game to you, but...
Apple Lotto. Well, basically, we turn on and off Lizzie's computer and hope to see the little Apple sign.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it doesn't matter if it's there because it still won't work.
There are many stages to Apple Lotto. One is getting the apple. Once you get the apple, you have to get the spiral. And once you get the spiral, you have to be able to get out of the spiral to the blue screen, to the desktop.
Spiral.
Sometimes it never ends. I've had spiral for like half an hour.
That's really depressing.
Well, I just wanted to see what would happen. Then it was
Ooh,
depressing.
Question mark?
No. See, we didn't get the apple. We got the question mark folder. Which, according
this really does sound like a game.
It's totally a game. According to IT, the question mark folder means hard drive failure. But that's not the problem. No, the problem we have figured out is the disk drive.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh. So, really, once you get all the way to the desktop, you just can't turn the computer off. Which means it can't freeze. Because once it freezes, you're just kind of over. And you play a no music.
That's why there's no music playing. That's because we fail at this game, apparently.
Yeah.
We are losers.
It is not a good day for Apple Lotto. Yesterday I finally got it. I was sitting on the couch and I had it tilted all the way back like this. And that was how it was comfy.
Mm.
I'm going to give you a minute. No, it's not working. I should have brought a CD.
I have music on my phone. If you want to play.
Can we connect your phone to that?
We can.
That's cool. I would just kind of want to see how that works.
All right. Well,
we're going to do it. We're going to do it. I'm going to play Apple Lotto some more.
I mean, it's like a boy.
Oh, you know what? You know what we didn't do? Oh, no, never mind. That actually doesn't matter. I was like, we didn't pause. Two guys, one yurt on the main computer. And now everything's just going to be kaput. But that doesn't matter. I don't think.
Can they still hear us?
I hope so. What happens when I do this? No, they can totally hear us.
Okay, awesome.
I should plug up headphones.
What should we play?
We should play...
Awesome.
I'm going to let you DJ. Because usually I DJ, and today is a very special day because it is the very first Carrots and Beets of the spring semester!
Woo!
Everyone get excited. Okay. The only person who listens to this is my dad.
Oh,
he's really cool.
That's so cute.
He listens every week.
Aw, that's really nice. Hi, Lacey's dad.
He probably says hi back, but he's at work, so he probably can't say it out loud.
Nor would we hear it. But I hear it in my head. Anyway, so I picked a song, and it's really awesome. It's by Tegan and Sarah.
Oh.
And it's called Feel It in My Bones. Ultra dance mix.
Ultra dance mix? I think today's an ultra dance mix kind of day. Let's do it.
All right. Plug it in.
You want to plug it in here? Amazing.
friends. Hang on, I have my iPod.
Today. We're having technical difficulties at the Yurt. Please stand by.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I forgot that my phone sometimes hates.
I think maybe I should start calling this show. Lizzie doesn't know how to work anything. Ever. Lizzie Durrell is a technical failure. Lizzie Durrell sucks at everyday things. I'll tell you a story. I'll be right back.
Talk. Oh, hello. Oh, we're still here. All right, I actually have music now.
Yes! That's beautiful!
So I'm going to play that same song that I was going to play. Actually, no. I'm going to play this song instead.
A song by Radiohead. No, but really. It was really Radiohead.
Oh.
No, there's, you know the joke. Oh, who is it that's Radiohead? Oh, you're so funny, everybody. Trying to think if there's any news that people... Star Fox auditions. People need to know about Star Fox auditions.
It was fun. I auditioned. Mm-hmm. And Lizzie's directing.
Lizzie is directing. You should all audition for Barrel Rolls and Broken Dreams, the Star Fox 64 play adaptation written by Andrew Katzman, Div 3 Theater Concentrator Student Thing. Directed by Lizzie Durrell, Div 2 person. Not going to be gender specific, I don't know. Starring, well, I don't know who it's going to star yet because I haven't cast it yet. So auditions
awesome
are turned.
Awesome people. It's going to star awesome people. Oh. And you.
And you. If you audition tonight from 8 to 10 p.m. in FPH 106, that's where we'll be. And we'll be playing games and we'll be reading scripts. And it's just a load of fun. Let the fur fly.
It's really cute.
It is really cute. And I had never played Star Fox until, Sunday or Saturday.
How is it? Is it awesome?
It's pretty cool. They have some ridiculous shenanigans.
Well, it's old. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got a question mark.
I got the question mark folder. Damn.
Lizzie's computer is really depressing me right now. I feel so bad for
her. It's okay. Sooner or later, you win. And if you don't win, you just go to the library. And the library's warm.
That's true. Although, we can't bring the library here.
No, that's very true. And I was going to do some typing today. Mm. Which is just a shame. And I was going to play some music, too, you know? I was gonna do a show. I was supposed to rule the world.
Don't cry, Lizzie. It'll be okay.
I was supposed to rule the world. That was a line from Legacy Circle, the Div 3 of James Corky Custer III.
You're just full of advertisements today.
Well, Legacy Circle's over, but it was awesome. Yeah,
it was awesome.
Advertisement. That show was cool.
Think about it.
The only things I know about are really theater things, so I could advertise about that all day, but it'd be to a very limited audience. Whereas the banter we have going on right now
is for everybody.
It's for you.
All the people listening.
All my dad.
People really like listen to the radio? Do people here just go like, oh, hey, I need some music. I'll just turn on Hampshire Radio.
Michael Capodifero does.
Oh, well,
that's all I
that's
know.
That's great.
People listen when certain shows run. I listen to Cock Talk pretty frequently. Cock Talk.
Cack.
So I listen to that. I should listen to Max's show, but it's on during my class. Magic Hour with Max or something like that. Comes on, I think it's 7. I don't want to advertise this because I don't actually know. Max Rosenthal has a radio show and you should listen to it.
Whenever it is.
Mm-hmm. You should find him and you should ask him. He will be walking.
Somewhere. I saw him earlier.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was he walking?
He was.
There we go.
It happens, guys.
That's how Aaron found him. You can find him, too. You can also watch or listen to Rob Sandell's show. He has one on Mondays.
I like how we're advertising other people's shows instead of, you know, this one.
Well, this one's happening. Kind of. But not really. You can listen to, I don't know if Carmel Carnage is on this
That's
semester.
That's a really cool name. Yeah, I'm not going
to
lie.
With Moose and Fudge.
Ooh.
It used to be Mondays at 4. I don't know what time it is now. I would look at the Yurt calendar by going to radio.hampshire.edu. But my computer is being a bitch. And I use that in the most offensive way I can possibly think of. Absolutely. Violate all the community norms.
Good.
I got question mark folder.
Your computer is not letting us win this game.
Oh, I shouldn't say this to my dad. He'll get all worried.
Oh.
Well, my computer's
maybe he'll buy you a new computer.
My computer's fine, Dad. It really is. Oh, I got Apple.
Okay, that's step one.
Step one, get the Apple.
Accomplished.
Step two, we got the spiral. Ooh, the computer's warm against my belly. You have to imagine what this looks like right now.
It's really funny.
Do you know where the screen is on the laptop? That's in my lap. And the lap part is kind of resting on my tummy. And it's making me all warm and fuzzy. Like my sweater.
Which is a real cute.
Oh, thank you.
You are very welcome.
It's kind of like itchy fuzzy if you want to feel. I wasn't just like gonna punch
your
knee.
Like wool?
Yeah. So I can't really wash it too. So I don't know what it smells like. But it's super warm.
Yeah, I accidentally washed a wool sweater first week of school.
No.
And it got really small.
And it fit no more.
Yeah. It kind of fits. I can kind of make it fit, but the sleeves go up to here instead of there.
Quarter length.
I just realized no one else but you could see that, so that was great.
It goes up to the middle of her forearm. Ladies and gentlemen, up.
Oh my God, is it working?
I don't know. We were Apple, and now we are just white.
White screen.
This is new for Apple Auto. Watch what happens.
Shall we play another song?
We should play another song. That would be lovely. Why don't
Not
you pick out a lovely tune?
Lovely. Now I'm actually going to play that Tegan and Sarah song because I found it.
Tegan and Sarah. Best friends who love each other.
Oh, wait, no.
Maybe.
But I changed my mind again. Now I have to find it.
You changed your mind once again. You're listening to Carrots and Beets with Lizzie and the ever-mercurial Erin Gregson. She's quite wonderful and a little bit German. Every morning except Thursdays.
Okay, wait. Oh my God, no. This is the song I'm going to play just because I love it. So...
that's as good of a reason as I can think of.
Just wait, you guys.
Why? 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 Why?
And that was Fuck You by CeeLo Green.
Thank you, Erin.
No problem.
Okay, so I promised Catherine Mustard that I would play this next song because I believe it.
It
I believe
true.
Yes, we hold these truths to be self-evident.
We got more bounce in California.
All right. So here we go. It's those ones.
It's those two.
We got more bounce in California than all y'all combined. We got more bounce in California. We like to party all the time. We got more bounce in California where the hustlers all reside. We got more bounce in California, rolling easy when we ride.
Well, excuse me for a while, but it's time to propagate. I'm coming from the land where the seasons never change. We're all around the world, we're all looking to LA. Always the first in new directions, 'cause Cali leads the way.
We got more bounce in California than all y'all combined. We got more bounce in California. We like to party all the time. We got more bounce in California where the hustlers all reside. We got more bounce in California, rolling easy when we ride.
Now everybody's by the pool, all peeking out on. Bump into a playlist that's all down on MP3. Here comes another group of ladies parked on mama's SUV. Well, I've seen that blonde before in a vivid DVD.
We got more bounce in California than all y'all.
Traffic out on the 101. Just blaze up and roll the top down. Need that California sun. Oh, let those police helicopters shine the spotlights down on me. And I thank my lucky stars, there's no place else I'd rather be.
We got more bounce in California than all y'all.
We got more bounce in California by some California band that I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who it's by because the comment under it on YouTube says, I own nothing, ich liebe California.
That is definitely
no.
German.
It's definitely German, but I don't think it's
and
the
not,
right German.
Yeah. What? Ich liebe.
Doesn't that mean I am? That is I love?
Yeah.
Oh.
Except they spelled California the American way.
That's weird.
I don't know. People are weird. By the way, guys, if you've never been to California, it's awesome. We have more. We got more bounce there.
I was totally about to say that. Oh my god! I read that somewhere. I think on the
YouTube. I'm from California, by the way, so I'm just advertising that.
Tell me about where you're from in California, Erin.
From this tiny little awesome town called Ukiah, which is actually haiku spelled backwards. Ooh. That'll blow your mind. They have an annual haiku festival.
Have you ever entered the annual haiku festival?
I have, and I won second place once.
Wow. What do you win?
I got an iTunes gift card.
An iTunes gift card for how much money?
I don't even know. Like $20.
Nice.
I know, right? For writing a haiku. That's like not very many syllables.
No.
It's like 17.
It's more songs than syllables. For $20? Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about iTunes.
No, I got it. Yeah.
I figured it out.
Basically, I live in like Pot County of the United States.
Pot? Oh, the Pot County.
Pot, yeah.
Oh, like not like the urn, like the.
No, like Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, like Spider-Man's girlfriend.
Yes.
She's the mayor of Ukiah. What?
Oh, Lizzie.
Oh, me. I know what you're talking about.
I know, but it's fun to goof around.
Oh, we're just joshing.
I feel like we're in the 90s. We just played this song, and now we're like, oh, we're just joshing around.
Well, today's a really, I wanted to use rad, but that's really not a good one.
The word rad.
It's one of my top 10 favorites. Remember when Carson Daly hosted, what was it called
the
on
Daily
MTV?
Show?
No, Carson Daly hosted.
The I know what show you're talking about. I don't know what it's called.
Not TLC, because that's a channel.
I know what you mean. I have no idea.
The one on MTV where they counted down all the music videos, and damn it, I don't remember. That would make me feel like I was in the 90s. I'm going to YouTube Carson Daly. But if you haven't been on a computer today, and you plan on being on a computer today, you should go to.
Well, if they're listening, then they're on a computer.
Touche. You should go to http://www.google.com. And there you will find a treasure trove of fun, because today is Jules Verne's birthday, and the Google icon is interactive sea adventures.
Did you ever play the Pac-Man anniversary or something? They had Pac-Man on Google. It was really cool. You could play it on the little Google thingies.
You could play Pac-Man on Google?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Did you know that Pac-Man was originally? Have you seen Scott Pilgrim? Okay, that's
yes,
what I was
I've
going
seen
for.
Scott Pilgrim. We've had this discussion.
Yeah, okay, I remember, and we were very excited.
We were so excited about seeing it. Hold on, I'm getting a call from Rob Sandell. Hello, this is Carrots and Beats Radio. You're talking to Lizzie Durrell. You forgot my radio show was on right now. Well, now would be a good time to advertise that Carrots and Beats is on every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Usually there's music. Okay. Well, then you should ask me that later. You should... Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I love you, Rob. Tune in to Carrots and Beats, Tuesdays at 2. Tuesdays. All right. Goodbye, Rob Sandell. That was Rob Sandell, everybody, on the radio. He forgot he was on the radio and didn't want to ask his question on air. So I will respect that.
It's not like anyone would have heard.
No, it's true. He could have asked me anything, really. He could have asked me... what color the sky was in the painting I was making for him.
Are you painting him a picture?
No.
Oh.
No.
Aw. Why not?
Because I don't paint. I don't paint for Rob Sandell.
Wow. That's harsh.
Not
that's
once,
burn.
Not never.
No, once, not never. Whose chair is that?
Not my chair, not my problem. Who paid for these floors?
Stupid dresses. I'm glad that we can do this and entertain ourselves, even if no one cares.
It's so nice. Oh my God, when I was playing with the Google icon this morning, I saw a seahorse, and I just kind of muttered to myself, seahorse
forever.
Seahorses forever. No, it was like, seahorse, sea hell.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Mm. Good times.
You should go on the YouTube and search for the... What is that video called?
Drinking out of cups.
Drinking out of cups.
Was it Dan Beacon or?
You know what? Let's just play Drinking Out of Cups right now. Let's play Drinking Out of Cups on the air.
Okay, this is great.
Because we can do it.
We can do it. We have YouTube.
My
magical power of Wi-Fis.
Of Wi-Fis?
Internets.
The internet is really, really great.
My
little brother loves this video. Can I please tell you? Yeah. He loves drinking out of cups. He laughed so hard.
Oh,
I'm going to have to sign in because this content may contain material.
How is this
material.
Inappropriate?
Well, they say fuck.
Drugs? Oh, that's right.
They say the fuck word.
Not the F word, the fuck word.
My username.
We just played a song that said fuck like 10 million times.
It said fuck and we got more bounce in California?
No, fuck you.
Oh, well, we did it on your iPod.
But we played it.
Oh, yeah, but we didn't play it on the YouTube.
No, I know. I mean, like, obviously, we can say fuck on the radio.
Oh, yeah. I say fuck when I want.
I do what I want, bitch.
What is my password?
I don't know.
What is my username and or password combo? It's Lizzie it's Durant. Password lotto.
Oh no, as soon as we turn it into a lotto, we're going to find it. Oh, we got it. Okay.
It's my bank
All right,
combo.
Guys. You ready?
Okay.
I think he's an Indian.
Okay.
What is he, a goddamn asshole? What the fuck is he doing? Not ever. No way. Now he's Johnny Hammersticks. I'm running away like he's friggin' Tommy Noble. What the hell's he doing? Think she's got it going bossing over. No way. No way. What is this garbage? What is this? Oh, I'm king of the trees. I'm the tree meister. I count on them. When sometimes I pry, I like the steelest. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. This guy's a faggot. This guy's some sort of faggot Indian in the teepee. Ooh, this guy thinks he's Captain Knots. Thinks he's Captain Tying Knots. When everyone needs some knots tied, they go to him. Bullshit. Bullshit. This woman's such a bitch. Thinks he's Miss Sand. Drinking out of cups. Being a bitch. I bet her fist. I bet her fatalisk. Burned. Pat our scum, pat a little kid in the background, fucking going crazy. Who's this guy? Mr. Balloons. Mr. Balloon Hands. No way. No way. Get real. Like those things. Mr. Walkway. Mr. Walk Down Me, I'm the walkway. Lead me to the building. Fuck you. 5643. Yeah, right. You're some stupid bitch. Who paid for that floor? Not me. No way. Never paid for no floor ever again. Not once, not never. Nope. Whose chair is that? Who bought that goddamn chair here? It's not my chair. Not my chair, not my problem. That's what I say. No way. Stupid dresses. Stupid flowers. Lighthouses rule. You don't like the lighthouse? You suck. What is this, seahorse captain? Was seahorse seashell party? Who didn't invite me? Why didn't I get invited, seahorse seashell? What is this? Get real. I'm in love with seahorses. I'm in love with them. They're so beautiful and cute. I'm in love with the seahorses. They're fucking unreal. I love them. They're like all the clocks. I love them. I love seahorses, and I love looking at them, and I love seashells. I love seashell things. I love things with seashells and seahorses on them, like blankets and towels. In little bags. I love them. Seahorses. Forever.
seahorses forever, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm so glad we just watched that on the air.
It was beautiful. While we're on the subject of YouTube videos we should watch on the air, have you seen The Dora the Explorer?
No, I have not.
We're doing this.
Wait, what is this?
You'll see.
All right. I guess I will. Have you seen Llamas with Hats, anybody?
Llamas with Hats?
It is brilliant.
You know, I have not seen Llamas with Hats. You should explain the premise of Llamas with Hats to me.
All right, so there's two llamas.
Mm-hmm. Two llamas.
They're cartoons, and they have hats on.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is a psychopathic, destructive llama who kills people.
Wow.
But he won't admit to it. He's just very sarcastic. And the other one calls him out on it. And it's very brilliant. So I would recommend it. It's like 2 minutes long anyway. So
2 minutes of llamas. Llamas, llamas.
Wait, this was made by someone who's four?
Well, she tells the story.
Ah,
she's really the
someone animated it.
She's really the narrator. She's the vision behind the animation.
So is she who we're going to hear?
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Let's do it.
One time, Dora was sleeping. Then when she was asleep, she saw a shooting star. She thought it safe it because a shooting from a planet. She was going to head into it. But and we had to visit, so she did. Then she was a fairy. And Butch was a fairy too. And they left up in the sun, and Jesus was there. But Jesus, meantime, she turned, found the little shooting star. Then she was in big trouble, but she found it, and she gave it to God. He was flying, and a butterfly. Oh, so much! He told that that was just a butterfly, it's me. I want to see him for 500 eons. And he took it. The light stole out. Then Jesus can see because he's invisible. And he played a music and did the light star on. And then he was beautiful. And then she loved God. And then
I really like that one when she goes, ah, so much!
Oh my God, little kids are adorable.
Little kids are something.
The animation actually makes it brilliant, even though none of you guys could see it.
That's true. I was thinking about it while we were watching it. It might have been a little hard to understand. You might just have to look it up. It's Lauren's cartoon, dash, Dora sees a shooting star.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. It actually isn't that scary. I wasn't too terribly frightened.
Well, the Jesus kneecaps were a little frightening. Kneecows.
Jesus kneecow. Yeah, that was a little weird. And then the lights go out.
But Jesus could see because he was invisible.
Because that's how that works.
Yeah.
And he played a music. I like that Jesus plays the xylophone.
Yeah. And not just music, a music.
He played a music.
You're really good at that.
He took lessons, I think, from God.
Yeah, well, God's pretty all-knowing.
He knows how to play all the instruments so much.
Oh, there's Skype on this computer.
There's Skype on this computer.
Not that it matters.
Well, it definitely matters because you could probably Skype in. Or you can always call into the yurt at the yurt phone number, which is somewhere. It used to be on the board, and now I don't know where it is. It is 413-559-6766. That is 413-559-6766. Hampshire
Call
College.
Call in now. We will answer you.
We will answer you. We will answer all of your questions. And burning... Does that... No, we won't do that. We'll just answer questions. That'll be all we'll do. We won't even carry on a conversation. I want questions. Preferably not of the yes or no variety.
We could give you love advice. We could be one of those radio shows.
Aaron can give you love advice. And I will add snarky comments.
Snarky, snark.
Snark, snark, snark. Because that's what I'm good at.
Aw. I'm not very good at love advice. I'll just make up some awesome answers.
Well, that's what they do on the horoscopes anyway, right? That's
yeah, all. That's... I'll just channel Jesus and he'll tell me what to do.
Jesus, because he's beautiful.
Have you ever heard the song Jesus Is My Friend by Sanseed?
I don't think I've heard that song, Jesus Is My Friend.
It's hilarious. Well, the video is hilarious because it's like serious. I think it was from the 80s or something. This band does this Christian song. And some of the lyrics are very like a little odd and you wouldn't think are that Christian.
What kind of friend is Jesus in this situation?
Jesus is my friend.
Hold up.
That's basically how it goes.
Jesus is my friend.
But then he zaps people and does something. I don't know.
He zaps people? What kind of people? The sinners?
Yes.
Oh.
It would be that top one right there.
Oh my God. We're playing.
It's a legit song, so we'll just play it.
We're just going to do it.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
He taught me how to live my life as it should be. He taught me how to turn my cheek when people laugh at me. I've had friends before, and I can tell you that he's one who will never leave you flat.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
He taught me how to pray and how to save my soul. He taught me how to praise my God and still play rock and roll. The music may sound different, but the message is the same. It's just an instrument to praise his name.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Tried to run and hide, but Jesus came and found me, and he touched me down inside. He is like a Mountie, he always gets his man, and he'll zap you any way he can. Zap.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
He loves me when I'm right. He loves me when I'm wrong. He loves me when I waste my time by writing silly songs. He loves me when I'm quiet and I have nothing to say. He'll love me when I'm perfect if I ever get that way.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus
is a friend of mine.
Wow. That's terrific, Sal. Thank you very much.
Aw, yeah.
Could you repeat the lyric for me again that we were really touched by?
What does he say? He says, once I tried to run, I tried to run and hide, but Jesus came and found me, and he touched me down inside. He is like a bounty. He always gets his man, and he'll zap you any way he can. Zap!
I thought they said Mountie, but Bounty makes more sense. Bounty makes way more sense. I was like, Mountie. It's like Mountie, oh that's my. Pretty,
but even still.
Sup?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's good stuff.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Oh, no.
What?
There's a Marilyn Manson cover of Jesus is a friend of mine.
No.
Yes.
No.
Jesus is a friend of mine. Also,
Jizz in My Pants is a related video to this.
Yes, it is. Jizz in My Pants by The Lonely Island.
Aw, they're not so lonely. They have a lot of fans.
That's what happens when Jesus zaps you. Zap! And I Jizz in my pants.
Oh. Someone should make a mashup of those two songs.
That would be awesome. Yes. Oh, project for the rest of the day.
Make a mashup. I don't even know how to do that.
I don't know either. I tried one time, and I opened up Audacity, and then I was, like, overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And then I stopped trying to make a mashup.
Aw.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It was cool for, like, a hot second. I had Beyonce, and she went, bass. And then there was bass from, what did I even use? It was cool, though. Whatever it was. I think it was Aerosmith. Yeah, it was, it was going to be Sweet Emotion Beyonce mashup. It was going to be nice.
Why didn't you finish?
Because I got confused.
Poor little Lizzie.
Poor little Lizzie. Doing everyday things wrong.
No, just not the right way.
In a very special way.
But it's okay because Jesus is my friend. And your friend too.
If I look happy enough. There was this one guy in the video who did not look very happy to have Jesus as a friend.
Or to, you know, be friends with those people.
Aw. He probably didn't like the blue collared shirt. That's not the real Sarah Palin. I don't want to watch that. That's not up next. I don't want to watch that. It's going to show me Sarah
YouTube
Palin porn.
Is crazy. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it really kind of is.
And Sarah Palin's not something you want to see in porn.
Or just...
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Except on TLC.
Someone said that she copyrighted her own name.
Yeah, she and Bristol both did.
That's good for you guys.
We should maybe stop saying it before she finds
out. Oh, yeah.
And charges us. We can say fuck, but we can't say Sarah Palin.
Is that really how that works? Oh, she trademarked it. That's what it was.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know how it works either.
There are laws and stuff. I don't know. However, if you Google image the word absurd, one of the first results that you'll get is Jesus riding on Falcor, which is beautiful.
It's pretty great. It's a good image.
It's an image. It's entitled Happy Flight by Joseph Griffith. That's kind of a hard name to say, Joseph Griffith.
Griffith.
Ugh.
It reminds me of Family Guy.
PETA. PETA Griffin. And Lois.
Wow, you're really good at that voice.
I have a lot of free time. Not really, actually. That's kind of a lie.
A lot of free time that you dedicate towards doing impressions.
Impressions? Among
Can
other
you
things.
Do other impressions?
Oh, just of my grandma. She goes, oh, you betcha.
Oh, you guys, she's from Minnesota?
Kids, no, she's from Ohio. You kids want to see it? This isn't really a good grandma impersonation. It's a better Sarah Palin impersonation. But I tell people it's based on Grandma Judy because it is. And we say, oh, you kids are hungry. What do you guys want to eat? I got fresh cheese in the refrigerator. I got Swiss cheese and I got cheddar cheese and I got mozzarella cheese and I got... She has a lot of cheese. And I got the Dijon mustard, I got the Grey Poupon mustard, and I got the yellow mustard, and I got this bread, I got this new bread. Your grandfather, you brought some bread home from the bakery, and I got this new bread. It's all wheat. Do you guys want wheat bread or you want white bread? I know, Jen, I know you don't eat white bread. My mom insists that Grandma never calls her Jen, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've heard that before. Oh, Jen, I know you don't like the white bread. And she says, no, Mom, I don't like the white bread. She says, well, I got the wheat bread for you, and I got the honey wheat, and I got some with the oats on top, and I got...
Oats?
Oats? This really isn't a good impression of my grandma. But
sounds pretty good to me.
It's just a kind of funny voice.
I mean, I don't know your grandma, but she's cool. That's so funny. Ohio? I used to live in Ohio. No one talked like that.
Where did you live in Ohio?
Northeastern.
Like Toledo?
No. Kent.
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 Kent. I guess Toledo is Western. Oh, okay. I know where Akron is.
Yeah.
I guess Toledo is technically Northwestern.
Toledo? I've been there before.
Yeah, that's where my family lives. Toledo!
Nice. But aren't you from Georgia?
Yep.
Then why does your family live in Ohio?
Because that's where they live, damn it. Oh, no, my extended family.
Oh.
My regular family lives in Georgia. Okay. Yes. Damn it, Aaron, they live where they live.
Okay, gotcha.
Don't mess with this. It's 3 o'clock.
Is that when we end the show?
It is. It is time to end Carrots and Beets.
I'm so glad that we played 3 songs and 3 YouTube videos.
It was really a great day for Carrots and Beets. And this is all going to hopefully be recorded on the Hampshire Radio website at radio.hampshire.edu.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's not even my evil voice. That's just my radio announcer voice.
Well, they're very similar. I mean, I love you.
You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. You don't. You don't.